We got a lot more work to do to recover fully from this recession.
We must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America.
Time to note once again that the U.S. economy is on an upswing in some communities around the United States, particularly in three cities in America, according to the Brookings Institution. Today marks our last visit with a city that Brookings declared recovered from the recession, according to some important metrics and measurements. The third stop on our road to recovery is Pittsburgh, PA. Pittsburgh has officially reached the pre-2007 levels for both GDP per capita and employment. And its most recent unemployment levels come in just under the national average. Joining us now is the mayor of Pittsburgh, Luke Ravenstahl. Mr. Mayor, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John.
So let's think about Pittsburgh's history. And you, of all the mayors we've spoken to on the program this week, have been in office the longest. Your time in office actually spans the pre-recession. Pittsburgh is a city that has really reinvented itself down through history, and you've done it again.
We have, and when we received the notice from Brookings, it was just another indicator of the wonderful work that's happening in Pittsburgh and the fact that we have recovered. When you consider almost 30 years ago in 1983, our unemployment rate in Pittsburgh was roughly 18%, and to see where we've come over the course of that time is something that I know we're very proud of in Pittsburgh and has been a result of diversification of our economy and hard work and collaboration from everybody in Pittsburgh, from government to nonprofit to for-profit to our very generous philanthropic community. We've all done it together, and Pittsburgh is, as was mentioned, doing better than most cities are.
And is this a vindication of steps you took back in the 80s to really recover from the Rust Belt decline, or is this something that really was initiated in 2007 as you saw the recession hitting?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, obviously, back in the 80s, we had to, as a city, reinvent ourselves. We were dependent on one industry and one industry alone, which is steel. We're still proud of the fact that U.S. Steel is in Pittsburgh, has a very strong presence, is investing over $1 billion in one of its mills in the suburban Pittsburgh area. And that's wonderful, but we've diversified. We're an economy now that is strong in the medical field and the education institutions. We have high-tech, biotech, strong financial services sector. Energy is a sector that is not only strong in Pittsburgh, but poised to grow. And so I think that diversification and recognition that we can't be so dependent on one industry has really allowed us to recover. And of course, over the course of the past 4 years, we've continued to try to do that. And I think we're, clearly when you look at our unemployment rates and our population growth, we're doing some good work.
What's the population growth turnaround? I mean, I do believe that if we were to look, say, 20 years ago, Pittsburgh was looking a lot like Detroit is today in terms of population loss. You've turned that around?
We have. The most recent census for the first time in well over 30 years has shown an increase in population, albeit a slight one. But nevertheless, it's good news for Pittsburgh. Consider our population today is a little bit above 300,000 people. At the height of the industrial age, it was well over 700,000. So we're a city that in the city of Pittsburgh proper is half of what it once was. And so that creates a lot of challenges. But, we've obviously addressed those challenges and we've reinvented ourselves. And like I said, for the first time in a very long time, that population is growing. And perhaps more importantly, that population is younger. The bright minds that we have at our institutions are choosing to stay in Pittsburgh, to invest there, to start their companies there. And that's something that we're focused on going forward as well.
Talking with the mayor of Pittsburgh, PA, Luke Ravenstahl, talk a little bit. Pittsburgh is a center of Republican politics going back into history. Nevertheless, there, and I don't want to get into partisan politics per se, but there is a real tradition of a private, whether we're talking about the Mellon family or the Steele families in Pittsburgh, of a partnership between business and government, which really belies the sort of politics versus government rhetoric you hear out of Washington.
Absolutely. And that, if you had to point to one key in Pittsburgh's success, and you know, even today, it is that collaboration and cooperation. You know, the Mellon Foundation is one of many foundations in Pittsburgh that is extremely generous to the community at large. And it's not uncommon. In fact, it is common that each and every project, whether it's an economic development project or whatever the case may be, that the foundation community, the government, local and state government, the corporate community is all involved in some way, shape, or form. And I think it's that collaboration and willingness to work together that has allowed Pittsburgh to be successful. It's kind of the sense of we're all in this together rather than at odds. And clearly that served Pittsburgh well.
Well, we gave your mayoral colleague from Dallas, who is also a city named on the Brookings Institution list of cities that have come out of the recession, we gave the mayor of Dallas yesterday a chance to talk about the prospects for the Cowboys, and boy, he was very downbeat. I suspect you're feeling a little bit more positive about the Steelers.
Well, we actually play the Cowboys this week, interestingly enough, and we need a win. We had a tough game on Sunday. The Steelers had a bad loss, but this is clearly a football town, and you know, our hope is that we can, you know, perhaps beat the Cowboys this weekend, and we still have a chance to make the playoffs. But it's always a better week and a more pleasant Monday, if you will, when the Steelers win on Sunday.
From the football town of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Luke Ravenstahl is the mayor of that city. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations to all of the mayors we spoke with this week, cities that have come out of the recession. It's a new day for Pittsburgh. How about your city? If you're from any of the communities we spoke with this week, do you see innovation and change and economic growth where you are? Casey in Venus, Texas, wrote this at thetakeaway.org. My family has certainly felt the recovery in the Dallas area. My husband is employed by the city of Dallas in the waterworks department, keeping that quality of life up for the citizens of Dallas. This job is one of the first ones he's had where he sees a future and opportunities to advance. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can weigh in on this conversation or anything else you hear. Coming up later in the hour, we'll continue our conversation about U.S. states that are facing a new day. Will your state be on the list? That's later this hour on The Takeaway. Stay with us.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.